All right.
Blog
Talk
Radio.
7721, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going
this
on?
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Well, this whole story about Kevin Hart, it's just so funny how he keeps revealing himself throughout the years. If anyone's ever watched old Kevin Hart, his wife, his ex-wife, used to write for him. And you can see the change as his star started to rise in his
mm-hmm.
comedy. And it's not about being offensive or calling your daughter a hoe or whatever. He just doesn't know how to put jokes together. Like, I watched Patrice O'Neill, who's passed away now. He used to say some of the most offensive shit,
but
he was hilarious. And that's what made him so appealing to white people and black people. He didn't have to appeal to white people that like to listen to black people do this, white people do this, black people do this, white people. That's all Kevin Hart can do. He can't ever do anything that Dave Chappelle does or Chris Rock or anybody else. But that's why he got so sensitive when Cat Williams called him out. And, you know, Kevin Hart's just a nasty person. He just can't help it. And it just shows itself. Hey, have you seen his Netflix special after his accident?
Yes. The one where he went. Well, this is the one right now. The one that just we're talking about.
No. The one where it just followed his life. And
that was the like the little documentary thing. Yeah, I've seen that. That's when I realized I didn't like it.
Yeah. Do you remember when he was berating his trainer and calling him poor and saying you wouldn't eat if I wasn't here for you?
Yes. Even his dad, even the way he treated his dad, like it was just weird. He feels he feels like everybody that's around him is like he's there. He's a gift from God, and they're lucky to be in his for life. He just really feels like the people around him are really beneath him, and they need him, and they're nothing without him. Like, I couldn't do it. And he doesn't take any accountability for anything. Like,
none at all.
I don't like him. He's nasty.
None at all. That's why he needs McRib. You know, McRib stays quiet. She knows how to stay in her place. I hope she's securing the bag for the exit later on. But
she should be.
Have you seen what happened with his friend after the whole thing with the cheating scandal and the police were involved?
No, I didn't see what happened. Tell us.
Did you see his friend's interview with his lawyer recently? Well, his ex-friend, the one that he said was blackmailing him with the whole cheating thing on McRib.
I've seen a little bit of that, but it's foggy. It's foggy. I remember it, though. I remember it. Bring me to speed.
Basically, you know, his friend said they did a perp walk on me and, you know, blew it up all over the media to cover for Kevin. But now the police have basically said they have no case, and he wasn't blackmailing him. He wasn't threatening him. He wasn't doing anything to him. The friend wasn't even involved. And then they showed surveillance footage of the club showing that the friend was nowhere near Kevin with the girl that he was cheating with. Kevin had nothing to do. I mean, the guy had nothing to do with it. And he basically destroyed his life thinking that he wouldn't have enough money to fight it with a lawyer. And the lawyer fought it. And the police said they really have no case. And nothing happened. It was just Kevin straight up cheating and tried to use it to.
No, I'm listening. I'm just listening.
Oh, sorry. Something I just made a noise, but it was just, you know, Kevin used his friend because he was like, you know, he was beloved by white media, so it looked bad cheating on his pregnant wife, heavily pregnant wife, so he used his friend to, you know, make it seem like his friend was blackmailing him, set him up, drugged him, got him drunk, you know, that's what he was insinuating, and turns out that's not what happened this whole time. So it just shows that Kevin is willing to throw anybody under the bus to make himself appear amazing to white people, you know, and that's he doesn't care.
Yes.
And he's blaming black people right now in that clubhouse thing. It's all about black people are pulling me down. Black people are tearing me down. That was like the whole crux of the whole, you know, complaint that he had towards black people, and that black people are saying you're not funny to us. You're funny to white people. That's what he's really heard about.
Thank you, Carla. Mm-hmm. Let me play this clip from Joe Budden. Thank you. I'm going to play this clip from Joe Budden right now. I don't know why it's not skipping. Girl, what you... Oh, child, it wanted to add ghetto. The ghetto! How are we doing? I'm trying to get to the next clip. It's being ghetto right now. It's being ghetto. Hold on. Let me see. Where's Joe? Okay, let's listen. Okay, so what did you guys think about that? All right, so let's take another call. 9183, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how's it going, boo?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to chime in. First off, how does he get off saying that his child has whole-like activity? First of all, if the child has any whole-like activity, where did she learn it from? Was it from him or was it from Nico? Because remember when, you know, he was with Tori, Tori was his ride or die, and then as soon as he came up, you know, I really have to be careful how I say this because everybody is so sensitive. But you know how when, you know, black men get on and then once they reach a certain level, you know, popularity and fame. You know where I'm going with this. They drop their beautiful, dark-skinned woman who was with them when they didn't have, you know, let me put it nicely, a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of. And then they choose the pretty, you know, exotic-looking, lighter complexion female. So I kind of feel like he, you know what I'm saying? I kind of feel like he threw Tori away for Nico. And then he showed no loyalty with Nico because then he cheated on her as well. Because remember, allegedly, he cheated on Tori with Nico. They say that him and Tori were still married. So, and then he cheated on Nico. And then didn't he get into something with his best friend? Like, he tried to make his best friend some kind of fall guy.
Yes.
And, you know, it just seems like everybody around him, he just shows no kind of loyalty. And he kind of comes off as that guy where he tries to seem like he's the nice guy. Like, he puts a lot of energy into trying to portray this nice guy, and he's not really the guy that he portrays. Like, you know, I've seen him tip people very large tips, but it's like behind closed doors, you show no loyalty, and then you exploit your kid. First off, people are very cruel, especially children. Why would you put your child in a position to be bullied and teased like that, you know? To say that your kid is participating in whole-like activity, people would say, oh, your dad called you a hoe, ha, 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 ha. I just, why didn't you consider that? Yeah, all for a joke. And I don't know if you remember this. This was a part of the conversation years ago. People were saying that he has a bad habit of exploiting people close to him for a joke, like exploiting, you know, adults. Your adult family and friends is one thing, but to get a child in the mix, I just feel like that's very inappropriate. It's selfish. Kids, you know, can't take that kind of bullying like an adult can. Kids are sensitive. They're young. They don't know how to handle that kind of a thing. So I thought that was just very selfish of him.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller. Thank you. Okay, what do you think about this picture? Are you looking at the screen? Look at my screen right now.
I am. That is really preposterous. when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so inappropriate. And I kind of felt like he was doing this for attention. I don't know if he's trying to do something absurd to draw traffic in to watch his sad stand up, but it's just not a good look. It kind of looks like one of those things where any publicity is good publicity, and it's like, no, boo boo. This is trash publicity. You're putting zero F's given on an infant body. I mean, extremely inappropriate. And then you're also exploiting your daughter for jokes as well. Just not a good look. He just makes himself look worse and worse every year, it looks like. Bad, bad publicity. Not appropriate at all. And I don't know why the wife even allowed
put this on my kid. Like, why would you put this on your baby? So you're using your baby to market your comedy. What happened to you just being funny and people wanting to see? Like,
he's not,
I don't think you want to take that much.
He hasn't been funny in years. He had, what, those first two good stand-ups, and then it just went downhill. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I was just talking to my mom about this. It's kind of hard to be funny when you're not happy. And, you know, Armand, you know, we talk, you know, spiritual all the time. His eyes look very black and dark. He doesn't look happy.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hollyweird got to him and just took all the funny out of him. But he's just not funny anymore. He was very funny when he first came out, but something happened where it just seems like he lost it. And it's probably because he's not happy. So he just,
I don't know. I feel like there's such an arrogance there, though. I feel like he feels like he can't be broke or touched. Like he feels it's the money. It's the money. For me, it's the money. And then it's the white people on his side, his white agent. And everybody's telling him, who cares? This will go away in a week. You got this. We got a $1 million deal for you to sign. Like, black, you know what happens? A lot of times, people, when black people get successful, we tend to do this. You start to hear this from a lot of people. And you start to hear this even from more black people who are quote-unquote successful. You start to hear them start to say, you know, don't listen to those people. You know, black people are always willing to be there. Just focus on the people that are there for you. So then you start feeling like, well, white people support me more. So then you stop caring about black people and what they say, because you feel like you've been taught or conditioned that black people are always trying to tear each other down. So anything that they're saying, they're just jealous because they're not me.
That's
Let
actually
me go
a very good
white
point.
People that really like
that's
me and support me.
Point.
So I think that's
I think
what he's instead of actually listening, he's listening to what his people are saying. He's taking it as they're just mad because they're not where I'm at.
Right, and it's one of those things where it's like everybody can't be wrong. I think he needs to pay attention, you know, to his black audience. He needs to pay attention to the fact that, you know, people are saying that he's just not funny anymore because, again, everybody can't be wrong. You know, people have been saying that he hasn't been funny in a long time now. And I honestly don't know. It just seems like a change on the inside of him. He needs to focus on, you know, his spirit, on being happy again, focus on there's something missing there. There's definitely some kind of character defect, not trying to be judgmental because everyone has flaws. I have flaws. You have flaws that we all need to work on. But, you know, again, going back to what I said earlier, he has absolutely no loyalty. He betrayed his first wife. He betrayed Iniko. He's cheated several times. He betrayed his best friend by, I don't know if you remember, I can't remember all of the specifics, but he made his best friend a fall guy for some incident. I think when he got caught cheating, I think he tried to say that it was his.
Yeah, about that.
He tried to say something about it was his best friend that was actually with the girl. It was some stupid lie he made up. It just looks like there's something going on with him that he needs to address, and it might actually be taking away from his comedic gift. There's something missing there that's draining to funny, if that makes sense. But I won't keep you long, Boo. I know we have a lot of callers.
Yeah, we have a lot of people.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, bye. Okay, let's take some more. Okay, 7931, 7931. Is Kevin Hart still funny, or is he losing the funny? Is Kevin Hart canceled? Summer Walker and London on the track. Let's go.
Hey, Armand.
Hey,
so
what's going on?
I wanted to talk about Summer in London, because I just feel like I just don't understand how she really tried to sit there and say the whole situation and everybody in it is ghetto, yet you let yourself be a part of it. You was going back and forth with his baby mama. You was, you know, calling her all type of bums, talking bad about her, trying to make it seem like it was her. Meanwhile, the whole time, like you said, you begging this man to go see his kids. So I don't understand why you thought that your genitals was going to be golden or something. Like, you know, these niggas start acting funny once you get pregnant. And that's what you turned around and did. And now you feel very stupid, as you should, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
And let me tell
what
you something. What was ghetto was to let a nigga that you couldn't force to be around his own kids impregnate
you
with your first kid. Now that was
and
ghetto.
Then,
not only was that ghetto, that was stupid.
That was ghetto and stupid. And then just a few days ago, you was on there, y'all hooked up with your shirt tucked in your drawers in the mirror. Mm-hmm. So just a few days ago, you was all in love and everything was fine. And now that's what don't make sense to me, but see, that's what it is. She one of them females. She just like one of these females out here that get with a dude who got six kids already and don't take care of none of them, but you thought that you was so special. And as soon as you realize that you just another baby mama, you just as stupid as these females out here that do the same thing. Why do you want to fool with a person who got that many kids and then let them get you pregnant? You're a clown. You're an actual real-life clown. And you really want to sit up here and try to air him out? He ought to air you out. How stupid are you, girl? And then he done produced a whole ass album. Now y'all do everything together. Now you got to find somebody else that's going to do the music as good, because you know if they start working together, they're going to be right back doing it again like they always do. They're going to get right back together. Like you said, it's an extremely toxic, idiotic situation, and I just don't feel bad for her at all whatsoever. You played yourself. Congratulations,
ooh.
Summer. Congratulations. We, like you said, we was really out here rooting for you. Congratulations.
Wow.
And so, and with Kevin Hart, first of all, he was never funny to me. He was never funny. I got a giggle from him here and there, and I really think it's because he's small and he got a small voice. I feel like if Kevin Hart wasn't such a small person, he wouldn't even be funny if he wasn't small, if that makes sense. Some people might think I'm reaching with that, but if he wasn't, you know, something about being little and doing goofy stuff and all the little movements and stuff he do on stage, you know, that kind of make you a little giggle. But besides that, he's a clown as well. He's a clown too. So like, and so what? Now you gonna be now your daughter gonna, everybody gonna be looking at your daughter like a hoe at school. Now she, they gonna be calling her a hoe at school, and when she come home and tell you about that crying, then you gonna be like, oh my bad, it was just for publicity, babe. It was just for publicity, daughter. I'm sorry. Like, you sound stupid. So Summer Walker and Kevin Hart are both clowns in a bucket. And Summer Walker, I just don't feel bad for it. I'm really ready for this to unfold. Me and one of my friends have been sitting here predicting things over and over, and we was waiting on her to pop out pregnant, and she did, with her shirt tucked in her drawers, looking like a fool. Now all them pictures is deleted. Now you look like a super fool with a payphone, because all the other baby mamas are sitting back chuckling because they done went through the hurt. Now they're just getting their child support checks, chilling. Now you stupid. Now it's your turn to go through it, dummy. That was all. Love you all.
Wow. Thank you. Sheesh. My God. You went in on them like that real fast, okay? She went in. Wow. Well, tell us how you really feel. It's a legendary show. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, if you haven't done so, now is a good time to subscribe, okay? This is a legendary show. We have the best callers and the best audience on YouTube. Honestly, we do. And you never know who's watching, but just know that they're watching. Hello, everybody out there. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Come for the gathering. Come for the gathering. It's a lot going on. All right. Let's go. Who we got? We got a couple more. We're not going to be here with lengthy. I think I've seen. Let me see the other one. Hold on. I got it. It's coming. Give me a second. I can look on my right here. I have another call I got to take. Okay. 4205. You're live on the air. Get in here.
Hey, Boo, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay.
I was going to say something about Summer Walker, but after that dragon, I feel it in the back of my kitchen. So I'm going to leave that one alone. I think she's good enough.
Okay.
That was all the way here. I had to grab the back of my neck like, oh, Jesus.
Okay, Kevin Hart.
Okay, so to Joe Budden, I just want to take it from here because this is exactly what I thought about. So with me, I feel like what's going on with Kevin Hart is this. In the beginning of his first special, he was able to speak about Black experiences and things that he went through growing up. So that seems funny because a lot of his Black experiences is very relatable to what we all went through. I feel
mm-hmm.
like the problem with Kevin Hart is he's too removed from that situation. So he can't speak on it. And he's so removed that it was okay, that he thought it was okay to call a little Black girl a whore. That's how removed he is from Black culture and, you know, what really matters, you know. And plus, on top of that, let's think about it. When you offend Black people, nothing happens except for we attack you on Twitter. So offending Black for a lot of people is cool because we don't do nothing. We don't stick to it. We don't stand on it. So attacking us is okay, you know. Who he don't want to attack, he don't want to attack the LGBT community, and he don't want to attack white people because for the most part, that's who support him. You get what I'm saying? So I feel
well,
like
you see, he was good. I don't know if you've seen it, but he was good. I mean, he pretty much said he got inspired by Seinfeld when he went to Seinfeld. Like, that
mm-hmm.
was a good white joke for him. You know what I'm saying? So that was interesting. But I'm with you. Keep going.
Yeah. So for him, we can't cancel him because just like everything else, we Black media may have created them, but white people took them on. So now he's up there. And that's exactly how we always, as a Black community and people in Black media, we create these stars and then they move on to a better, more wider audience who keep them tucked, you know, that's And then it was funny with what Joe Budden said about Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock. I feel like they stay relevant because Dave Chappelle, if you ever watch any of his interviews, I love Dave Chappelle. I always watch them. Dave Chappelle still lives a quite humble life in a town where he grew up in. So his experiences are always moving around. But even with him, I have moments where Dave Chappelle make me cringe in an all-white audience when he talk about Black experiences. It literally can make me cringe sometimes because I worry about the things that he say because sometimes they too horrible, you know? So, and Chris Rock is pretty much the same, you know, so I just want to say that. I just feel like them two remain at the top of the food chain simply because they aren't too removed from their roots. They aren't too removed from their experiences. And Kevin
but
Hart
see,
is
but Kevin Hart is, I feel like the removal is like a removal by like a forced choice because it's like, I feel like
correct.
Kevin Hart's removal is like a, I'm better than. And, you know, are you, like, I'm, like, it's more like, do you know who I am? It's like, I'm rich now, so, you know what I mean? Like, I don't relate to you anymore. It's almost like where I don't, like, I forgot, like, he forgot where he came from. And it's not like you need to, like, here's my thing. And I think a lot of people think that Black people feel like when you get some money or come to some money, you gotta start to feel like you gotta still live in poverty or still live with humble beginnings. You can still be rich and be relatable and down to earth and still be chill. You don't have to be a jerk. You don't have to be a narc. You don't have to be an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still be cool and chill and, you know, down to earth and be well off and be successful. But I feel like his idea of successful is, I'm God's gift to everybody. Like, he even told his wife. She was saying, like he said as a joke, she was wanting a little bit more, you know, intimacy. And he told her, listen, shit happens, you know? It is what it is.
Yeah.
You might not get it. You know, it's like, but he feels like, I'm Kevin Hart, leave. Like, it happens. You know, like she's in her 30s. She's in her 40s, young. Like, she's young. This thing is 40 years old. She can probably, she's in her prime still. She can go move on and get somebody that will happily bang her. But he's such a tool that he's like, girl, you would want to leave all of this? Look at this lifestyle you get. Look what you get. You're with Kevin Hart. Deal with it. Things happen.
Yeah,
and she gets it.
And it's
that's crazy to me.
To yeah, and it's two layers to it. You know, you got your old school comedians like Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock who've been here for a while, you know, who have to kind of get it out the mud and get to a status in which comedians are being looked at now. Because the fame that Kevin Hart got, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle had to work in a different way, and it was a different world when they first came in, you know? So, and I understood that, but I also want to say this. You as a public figure also understands that that whole, because they're black, you know, they expect you to live in poverty and different things like that. You know that it's hard to garner and keep and please a black audience, too.
Yes,
you know,
that's
but that's
true.
A different layer of a conversation. It's very hard
yes,
to please and garner and keep your black audience, which is why a lot of people would rather cross over. Because sometimes being on this side as black fans, we can be a lot to please, you know, and that's just the truth, you know. But I'm just going to leave that there because that's a totally different conversation.
No, but you know what, that is, I mean, on the flip side, that is true, because being a public figure there, especially in this space, you know, I've met plenty of YouTubers that have told me, you know, don't post this, don't post your income, don't post your car, don't do this, because then people start to feel like they don't want to support your channel, they don't want to super chat, they don't want to do this, they don't want to, then it comes, you're boasting, you're bragging, you're doing this, but white YouTubers or white people, they can do full-on house tours, and they can post a brand new, you know, Teslas and stuff. We do that. Oh, child, it's like, I ain't got nothing. I'm not super chatting my way to the top. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, we do that. It's like, oh, no. Yeah, so I get it.
Yeah, fame can offend black people that are not comfortable with where they are in life. Fame can be offensive, you know. But
yeah.
Like I said, I don't even want to have that conversation, but you know what I'm
saying. Yeah,
talking
that's a different
about.
Conversation, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's truth to that, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to act like there's not truth to that, because that is true. So, you know, but thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. All right, boo.
All right, bye. Yeah, we might have to have that conversation on another day, because that is some tea, too. Well, how long have we been on here? Okay, so we've been on here about an hour. So, listen, if you guys didn't get a chance to get in here, I'll see you guys on the next round. You can always...